doctor, doctor, give me the news. Next time, give me those blue pills to use.
Our scrubs. That's what we got on right now. It's Doctor, Doctor with Brad and John. These are real medical stories, and they're of the most bizarre in nature. We don't make any of this stuff up, and we aren't doctors in real life. We just play them on the radio. But we are board certified in malpractice. What do you got for us?
Here's one of the more bizarre medical stories we've had, and it is cringeworthy in some of the details. As we've had a lot of different things where guys have tried to remedy impotence or the fact that they got to be ready for the moment, and they try all kinds of different things. Hell, even, you know, splitting that thing with popsicle sticks or whatever you got to do. But how about this 45-year-old man, U.S. patient?
What is he trying to do first before you tell us what he
Well, he's he trying did. To have sex with his lady.
And he's trying to what, prolong the...
I think he, yeah, either prolong it or just get him into position to do that. Make him, you know, capable
okay.
of doing that.
All right.
And he may never be able to use his genitalia again after his partner, she says, accidentally used an expanding foam that is usually used in insulation and shot that up his urethra. In an effort to keep him erect during sex.
Now, you did some contracting work with your dad. Do you know what they're referring to? Expanding foam for insulation?
Yes, and this is stuff. It's like it comes out of a can, and it's got a little little nozzle, like a little what's the right word? It's a it's like a little tube that okay. comes out. You know, and like you would see, like maybe for WD-40.
I see it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. Spray foam insulation. You can get it at the Home Depot. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, and what was she doing with this?
Well, she put that in the tip there.
Why?
And accidentally hit the button. Well, she said, accidentally. What were you doing there in that region with a can of spray foam?
What was a can of spray foam doing in the bedroom? Let's start with that.
Insulation. Well,
what was that doing in the nightstand?
His latest attempt to stay firm ended in horror when she used the straw on a can of insulation spray. She said she accidentally hit the button on top of the can, sending the foam into his unit, where it hardened and became anchored to his genitals. Doctors, this is in the United States. This isn't some strange story from somewhere in the world. Doctors had to create a new opening down there so he could go to the bathroom, and he has to pass a psychiatric test in order to qualify for reconstructive surgery.
Well, I don't think he's passing that, nor will his girlfriend.
The man was left with several masses measuring up to 4 inches in length when within his bladder and his unit and when the insulation foam hardened. Urologist said the man waited 3 weeks before seeing a doctor and only went to, because he was probably humiliated,
yeah.
only went to the fine treatment after finding it increasingly sore and difficult to urinate. And then, of course, things really started to go downhill pretty fast after that. The medics managed to remove the foam from inside his bladder, and the procedure was pretty darn complicated. They initially tried to grab the foam and pull it through. Imagine, you think about passing a kidney stone or something like that. This dude's got 4 inches
of hardened insulation
foam he's
got to yank out of there.
Got to pull out of there.
Yeah.
Proving impossible, the team were forced to carry out a perineal urethrostomy.
Don't even try it.
Whatever. Where you cut a hole.
Yeah, all right, down all right. Play the guitar. Stay the hell out of Home Depot.
Maybe just get the doctor to give you some pills to use.
Stay out of Home Depot for your lovemaking needs. At least aisle 7, where they have the Loctite Tight Foam.
Brad and John.
Coming back.
KISM.